que este es el momento que puede llenarnos de felicidad. No trates de ocultarme lo que yo presiento, no dejes que me muera de tanto esperar. Con solo tomarme la mano y decirme muy suave que quieres bailar, podemos estar en el mundo y yo no más. La 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 la.
Hello and welcome to 433 with your host Gregory Gann on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. So welcome to 433. This is a show dedicated to contemporary music, new music. This week, I've been rushing to meet a very important deadline for me. Contrary to popular belief, I'm not a musician nor a composer. I am a filmmaker, and so I'm rushing furiously to submit a film of mine that has been 3 years in the making to a couple of film festivals. So this program is going to be dedicated to film music. You just heard a bird list. Michael Nyman has kind of become famous for composing soundtracks to Peter Greenaway's films. This is from his compilation disc of film music, 1980 to 2001, of disc one. And previously on the program, I played the first side off of Philip Glass's famous Mishima soundtrack. I'm going to give you a little taste of what I played, and this program I will dedicate to playing side two. So this is a string quartet number three, the Mishima string quartet, also known as, by Philip Glass, as performed by the infamous Kronos Quartet. And that was Philip Glass. The piece is called 1957 Award Montage. I'm going to play tracks 3 to 7 on vinyl. And the titles are as follows. Number 3 is Runaway Horses, in brackets, poetry written with a splash of blood. Track number 4, 1962, Bodybuilding. Track number 5, November 25, The Last Day. Track number 6, F-104, Epilogue from Sun and Steel. And track number 7, Mishima, Closing. Yeah, just give me a few seconds to set up the record, and we're good to go. Thank you. You just heard original music composed by Philip Glass for the film Mishima, A Life in Four Chapters, from 1984. It was directed by Paul Schrader, and I played you two versions, one a digital one to introduce you to the soundtrack. We heard 1957, the award montage. And then I played you a Nonesuch recording from 1985 on vinyl, tracks 3 through 7 of Side 2. And just to give you a little background, this film, directed by Paul Schrader, was produced by George Lucas and Francis Ford Coppola. And here are some notes on the film. On the 25th of November, 1970, Yukio Mishima, in the ritual act of seppuku, knelt on a carpet and plunged a dagger into his abdomen. Mishima had sacrificed his own life, a gesture of defiance against the violation of his country's dignity. Mishima designed his life as a drama. In his books, he plotted out his life down to the last chapter. A 20th century writer of the highest acclaim, Yukio Mishima generated more than 30 novels, in addition to numerous plays and movies. He was truly a Renaissance man, and was not only Japanese, but a world figure. So, the film itself is, has received mixed reviews, but if you haven't seen it yet, hear it for the soundtrack. I will play a few more soundtracks, film music, including Richard Thompson's improvised soundtrack to Werner Herzog's Grizzly Man, and a special piece by Mark Sabat after these short announcements.
Get ready, folks! East Van Pillow Fight Club 10, Queen of the Down, an all-girl pillow fighting event live at the Astoria August 24th. Brought to you by Lotus Land Tattoo Shop, featuring 8 seasoned fighters, 2 rookies, and East Van Pillow Fight Club champ Serbian Scrambler. Proceeds support Vancouver Rape Relief. Tickets available at St. Regis Bar and Grill or online at evpfc.com.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Well, welcome back. 4:33. You just heard Marc Sabat's Jean-Philippe Rameau. And before that, Werner Herzog's soundtrack to Grizzly Man. Richard Thompson performing Bear Fight. So a little bit about the last piece I wanted to tell you. I was actually extremely fortunate to record this piece in Berlin with Mark. Mark has agreed to lend his wonderful skills to a soundtrack to my film, The Theory of Happiness. And I know I've already said a few things about it, but I thought it would be appropriate to play this composition just a few days before my impending deadline where I submit the film to Black Box and see what happens to it. So, of course, this show has been dedicated to film music, and it featured Philip Glass quite heavily, but I thought it would be incomplete if I didn't play you one of his most famous soundtracks. This is Koyaanisqatsi, Life Out of Balance. The film was produced and directed by Godfrey Reggio. It's a trilogy. The first one, Pawakatsi, and the third one, Nakoikatsi. And I think those three films took about 25 years to make. If you like moving images, this is definitely a recommend. So without further ado, I'm going to play the title track off side one, Koyaanisqatsi. You just heard Meditation by Eduard Artemyev from the movie Stalker, 1979, directed by Andrei Tarkovsky. And if you're familiar with Tarkovsky's work, you will know that this is an absolutely appropriate piece to the visual landscape, especially for the movie Stalker, based on a novel by Brother Strugatsky, Picnic by the Side of the Road. Tarkovsky directed 7 films in his lifetime, and they're all masterpieces. So, with further homage to Soviet filmmakers, I wanted to play the soundtrack for Dziga Vertov's Man with the Movie Camera. Just a few minutes, composed by the Cinematic Orchestra.
Thank you.
And as we're coming up to the top of the hour, I wanted to thank you for listening. This has been 433 with your host Gregory again on CITR's 101.9 FM in Vancouver, UBC's community radio station. Today's show was dedicated to film music. And indeed, that's what you're listening to right now, as I'm playing a modern soundtrack by the Cinematic Orchestra for Dziga Vertov's 1929 classic Man with a Movie Camera. There are a few soundtracks to this film out there, and they're all excellent. So, you can pick jazz orchestras, or classical orchestras, or drum and bass, whatever floats your boat. So, if you have any questions about what you've heard on this program, please don't hesitate to contact me. My email is theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com. And the show happens every week on Mondays between 5 and 6 p.m. It is likely that it will happen an hour later, starting with the new school year in September. If that does happen, I will have something very special on air for you, and I'll announce it in advance. So once again, thanks for listening, and have a great week.
CITR is proud to support the 20th anniversary season of the Enchanted Evenings concert series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden. Unwind